Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about proposed Chinese law outlaws all yuan pegged tokens except for its CBDC. A new company claims it's opening the biggest mining farm in Russia. Digital ruble promising, pilot likely in 2021, says Bank of Russia chief. Now let's get started. Proposed Chinese law outlaws all yuan-pegged tokens except for its CBDC. China's central bank has included the digital yuan in the latest version of a proposed banking law, giving more legal clarity to the regulation of its national virtual currency. The People's Bank of China is soliciting public comments for the draft of laws of People's Republic of China on PBOC until November 23, according to its statement on Friday. The proposed law recognizes the renminbi in both physical and digital form. The new version will essentially also clear the way for the digital yuan to be the one and only official yuan-pegged token in mainland China. To prevent risks associated with virtual currency, any other legal entity or individuals cannot issue or sell tokens to replace the circulation of renminbi, according to Article 22, Section 3 in the document. The revision would take a toll on one of the biggest crypto-related businesses in China since many Chinese investors conduct crypto-to-crypto trading with stablecoins. Tether, one of the largest crypto companies, has a yuan stablecoin. A new company claims it's opening the biggest mining farm in Russia. MineSpot, a company previously unknown in the crypto mining industry, said it is opening a 160-megawatt mining venue in the middle of Siberia that would be the largest mining farm in Russia. The venue is located near the Bogoshani Dam in East Siberia, in the town of Kodinsk. It will occupy the building and land of a boiler house that used to serve the dam construction site by providing heat to workers building the dam. The construction of the dam, initiated during the late Soviet era, was completed in 2015. The Bogoshani Dam is now one of the major hydropower plants in Russia. Potential clients of the farm would include both Bitcoin and Ether miners, said Adam Aushev, co-founder of MineSpot. So the venue will host both SHA-256 application-specific integrated circuits, ASICs, and graphics processing units, GPUs. Like many other farms in Russia, MineSpot is working as a mining hotel, meaning it hosts its clients' mining machines and charges them for electricity and tech support. It can also purchase ASICs on behalf of its clients, ordering them directly from a manufacturer in China such as Bitmain, Inosilicon or others, and organizing delivery so clients don't have to manage the logistics themselves. The mining valley. With 160 megawatt power capacity, MineSpot is going to become a new competitor to the mining farms already working in the neighboring Siberian cities of Irkutsk and Bratsk, which also rely on hydropower, but from another dam. MineSpot, however, will be the largest one, exceeding the size of the current leader, BitRiver, which has already put ASICs in more than half of its 130-megawatt farm in Bratsk. Local logistics might make it more challenging for MineSpot than for its older peers. Aushev admits that it's not easy to transport ASICs to the site. The road leading from Krasnoyarsk, the nearest large city and transportation hub, to Kodinsk is partly paved with stones, which makes miners worry about their mining machines getting there in one piece. A couple of contracts have already fallen through because of the logistics issues, Aushev said. He is nonetheless optimistic about the firm's future. Aushev said he plans to get 10 megawatts of MineSpot's power capacity booked by the end of the year. Digital ruble promising, Pilot likely in 2021, says Bank of Russia chief. Moscow, Russia's central bank might pilot its own central bank digital currency, CBDC, at the end of 2021, said the Bank of Russia's head, Elvira Nabulina, during an online press conference on Friday. We view this project as promising. It fits into the concept of the digital economy, currently being built in Russia. We want to evaluate the balance of risks and advantages of such a project before we proceed, Nabulina said. Answering a question from CoinDesk, the central bank executive said the pilot would be carried out with a limited set of users and might be possible at the end of next year. The Bank of Russia is currently receiving feedback on its report on the digital ruble published earlier in October, Nabulina added. The decision whether the digital ruble will be actually launched, as well as whether it will use the blockchain technology, is up for discussion, the report indicated. Addressing some of the details of the possible CBDC, Nabulina said it's also not yet decided if transactions will be transparent to observers. She stressed, however, that maximum trust and maximum confidentiality are key goals for the project. The digital ruble, if issued, will not replace or push out other forms of money, physical cash and electronic payments, however. People will decide for themselves which kind of money for which kind of purposes they want to use, Nemialina said. Additionally, dedicated financial education programs should be offered to help people understand how to use the digital ruble. People and enterprises want fast, convenient, almost immediate payment transactions, Nabulina said. Among the main challenges for the digital ruble, she named the need of robust cybersecurity and the potential feature of offline use. The Bank of Russia is considering making the digital ruble available offline as well as via the internet. However, there are currently no feasible technological solutions for this, Nabulina said. According to the report, the digital ruble will stimulate innovation and competition in the financial sector and help ensure funds allocated to government-backed projects are not misappropriated. In a later comment to the media, the central bank said the digital ruble could help diminish the dependence of the Russian economy on the US dollar and the threat of the future sanctions on Russia. The authority is collecting public feedback on the digital ruble report until December 31. An evaluation will follow and feed into the decision on whether to proceed with a launch. The final decision will only be made after the pilot, the report said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.